Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time. Let's put it on the record. Let's keep it going and see if you have your Dallas Mavericks advancing to the NBA Finals. Maybe a 2011 rematch against the Miami Heat. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. That is DJ Troy Hughes getting you hyped up for game one tonight that starts on TNT at 8 p.m. The Warriors right now are favored by 5. You call with your picks and your reason for the prediction at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. I think RJ Choppy has the hottest take of all. At least you did 2 days ago. I want to see if you still stick with it. You did pick the Mavs in 6 against the Phoenix Suns. What do you have for the West Finals beginning this evening?
Well, this is going to be interesting because I do not have the Mavs in 6 in this series against the Golden State Warriors. I have the Mavs in 5. There's a difference there.
Mavs in 5?
Yeah, it's not even close. Wiping the floor with these frauds. The what Luka has been doing, what he is going to be able to do, and the matchup that is a problem for Golden State. There's nobody to stop Luka. The Mavs have figured out a way for.
And who's Luka gonna stop their guys?
Well, age.
Okay.
Right. I mean, they're just an older team now, and that's a problem for them. I saw this at Sports Illustrated this morning. The 5 reasons the Mavs will beat the Warriors in this series. 1, the Mavs win the turnover battle. 2, they've defended
That's
Steph.
That's true, man. They do not turn it over. Yeah.
The Mavs have defended Steph better than anyone this season. 3, there's no clear sense of who could stop Luka. 4, the Mavs are more likely than not to win the 3-point battle in this series. There you go. And then 5, Jason Kidd has shown that he can make adjustments on the fly.
Man, how great of an advantage does it feel to have Jason freaking Kidd, who we knew was a basketball genius. We just didn't know if he knew how to, you know, like treat players with some of the stuff off the court. And now you just feel like, I got a separate segment on this a little bit later on, but feeling like you have a true great coaching advantage going into a series. What a refreshing feeling that is. As he worked Quinn Snyder and he took Monty Williams Coach of the Year trophy and smashed
it. He smashed it. He wiped the floor with it. He really did. He dragged it behind his vehicle.
Mavs in 5.
Mavs in 5. They're not even going to be a close series. It's not going to be quite as reminiscent as the Lakers in 2011. All right, but we have seen this song and dance before. We have seen these individual players. Because remember, the similarity to 2011 is that there was no singular great team.
Yes, and you always side with talent, too. You always side with talent, which Golden State has more of.
They have more of, but we have the one. This is just Miami Heat in 2010 had more talent than the Mavericks did. The Mavs had that one guy who was the hot hand. You can ride the hot hand, but you can only do it in a year, not in a 5-year stretch, in a singular year stretch, in a single month or two stretch, where there's no dominant team, and there's no dominant team in the NBA. We saw Miami have the best player on the floor last night in Jimmy Butler win game one. Now, they did it at home. And maybe Miami is as good of a team as Boston. You know, Boston is, they've had a tougher road to get here. They had to go through the great Giannis. We saw Giannis do this last year. Lead a team on his back, put it on his back. We saw Kawhi do it the year before. Or 2 years before, right? In Toronto, whatever it was. Maybe 3 years. Gosh, my years are running through together at the same time. And I think this is the same thing.
Which game do you feel better about, tonight or game two of them getting on the road?
I feel better about tonight. Tonight.
Okay.
I mean, they obviously have to get one.
Sure.
Especially for five.
Right.
I feel better about tonight because what's going to happen is tomorrow or Friday night, the next game, it's going to be like the Warriors will be, this is a must win.
Mm.
So I feel better about tonight.
Teddy in Dallas. Teddy, you are live on Sean and RJ. What's your pick for the series and why?
Well, one, I got the Mavs winning a whole series, but tonight Golden State wins. They're at home. You can't beat them at the house, man.
So you're going, well, you're going to have to beat them at the house for your prediction to be true.
Well, no, I'm not Mavs in four. I'm Mavs in five. I'm with it, but they lose tonight, but they win out for the rest of the game.
Okay, Teddy, with they win out, they win four straight after losing game one. Davis in Arlington. Davis, what are you going with?
Hey, that's David with a D. Listen, shout out to Uncle Jesse, Uncle Joey, and God rest the soul of Danny Tanner. It's going to be a full house of Mavs buckets this whole series. Mavs got it in six. Wake up, San Francisco. The Mavs are coming for you. The boogeyman is here, your boy Luka and everybody else. Mavs in six. Mavs will win tonight. Golden State wins number two. Mavs will not lose at home. Golden State wins. Game five, take it to the bank. Whatever you were going to spend on summer camp for little Jimmy, put it on the Mavs, and I promise you're going to make yourself some money. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, David. David with a
full
house reference right there. All right, so two for two of the Mavs selections. Tori in Arlington. Tori, who's winning starting tonight and why?
Oh, man, we got the Mavs in six. I agree with the great former radio personality of the Texas Legends, RJ Choppy, but I think we got him in six, baby. That's all I got.
Man, we need to be taking calls once an hour. We need an extra phone screener. Greatness of these calls. Luke in Granbury, will he keep it going? Luke, who are you going with?
Mavs in six, Toa, baby. We got Luke, who's on a hot start right now. No one's going to stop him right now. It's going to be Mavs in six. Calling it now.
Wow. Crosstalk with Golden State, by the way, at 9 this morning. It's going to be rough because I need you. This is where I'm happy to get your sick, backwards mind.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to put up the shield because they're going to come with Cowboys 49ers takes early on.
Oh, God.
So I don't know go back at that. I need you to start formulating excuses and our defense strategy for the next 50 minutes for 9 o'clock before we fight about basketball.
Okay.
They're going to rub in the football.
They are. That's okay. They can rub in one hand and do something in the other.
Trace in Dallas. Trace, follow that up. You're live on Sean and RJ. What's going to happen with
What's going on?
Go ahead.
Long time Tolo. I think that Steph Curry's about to get that CP2 treatment. Yeah, he's not CP3 anymore. He's CP2. I think that he's going to get picked up full court the whole game. He's going to shoot bad. Mavs in six. Mavs tonight by over 10. It's not even close. Woo. RJ's right.
Woo! Look at this.
Steph might shoot less than 36% from three in this series.
He hasn't been shooting it well.
Yeah.
They didn't shoot it well against Memphis.
No, they didn't.
Stan in Quinlan. Stan, you're live on 105.3. Go ahead, brother.
Appreciate you taking my call. You know, I just want to say first, I was wrong about Mavs and Sun, so... You know, like a lot of people, but I think Mavs winning six here. I think the defense for the Mavs is going to be absolutely suffocating, and people aren't talking enough about that. So,
thank you, Stan. Appreciate it. 877-881-1053. Everyone picking the Dallas Mavericks to pull off another upset, except for me.
Oh, no.
Now, look, Here's the good news. Here's the good news. I've been wrong. One, two. I've been wrong. And this is great news for Mavs fans, not good news. I've been wrong in the last three big predictions around here. Cowboys, San Fran, wrong. Mavs, Utah, wrong. Mavs, Phoenix, wrong. But I just got to go with more of the talent. I got to keep betting on the talent. Now, I was dead wrong in 2011. You were kind of leading the 2011 train. So the good news is I've been wrong. The great news is I'm picking against the Mavericks again. There's not enough help for Doncic.
Fantastic news.
Fantastic news
for the Metroplex.
Warriors in six. Warriors in six, maybe seven. Maybe seven, but I'll say Golden State in six.
Okay.
That's my official prediction.
They'll win here, game six here, and knock it out. Okay. I mean, look, I do think that the prevailing thought nationally is going to be that Golden State wins.
It is.
I also think that sometimes that, you know, especially like, I think we're better with predictions. Oh, I can't even say that. I wonder, because you more often than not, people don't watch a ton of regular season basketball, right? They're not watching a ton of regular season games.
It depends who.
It depends who, but I think the majority of people. So you're getting perceptions on a lot of these things. I wonder how many people are just picking Golden State because of the name, because of the height, the perception, the history, the pedigree versus what they've seen this postseason. If you look at what you've seen this postseason, I don't know that you could pick Golden State over the Mavs from what you've seen in the first two rounds, right?
Yeah. They let up against Denver. They let up against Memphis. Now, the question is, was that a let up or was that something getting exposed? You know, because without Ja Morant, to lose by 50 and then win by three, hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to, you know, champions like Golden State, you're supposed to step on the throat and close that out. Now, they did finish as the number three seed this year, only one win in front of the Mavericks. The Mavericks won the season series 3-1, two of those games played without Klay. And, you know, they do have a coaching advantage, I think, in Jason Kidd. I would give Kidd that advantage against anybody, but I'm going to go Warriors in six. 18 predictions from ESPN.
Okay.
Now, they got Utah right, and they went 0-20 against the Suns. Every single ESPN analyst picked the Suns, like I did.
Mm.
They got embarrassed on that one. Out of 18, how many picked the Mavericks?
Six.
Four.
That was my first guess.
14 picked the Warriors, 4 picked the Mavericks. Of the names that you know, let's see. Tim Legler, Warriors in six. Tim McMahon, who caught heat from Luka. I think McMahon got pressured into this, got peer pressured by some Mavs players after picking the Suns. McMahon, Mavericks in six. Bobby Marks, Mavericks in six. Ramona Shelbourne, Warriors in seven. So 14 picked the Warriors, 4 pick the Mavericks. Troy, do you have your official pick for what happens? As I'm the only one so far who's picked Golden State.
This game, without question, this series, I should say, without question, going to game seven. It's a game seven. And let's go to the calls.
Oh, you don't want to be a bad guy like me? Make me bad guy out here?
I don't know. I really don't know. Okay. What I am feeling is that the Mavericks, when's the last time the Mavericks played? When was their last game?
Sunday.
That was Sunday, right? Okay, so the Warriors haven't played game in, what, 12 days? I mean, they are rested up.
Has it been that long?
I believe so.
No, 12 days?
Not 2 weeks.
Let me see. Let me make sure. I got to check here and see. Friday, May 13th. Maybe not. Yeah, Friday, May 13th. That was it. But
so,
yeah.
So 5 days.
Yeah, 5 days. But still, I just feel like the longevity of this Mavs team may not be able to last till game seven. I think this will go to game seven.
One of our top Tolos, Big E. Ooh, in Fort Worth, Big E, who you picking?
Hey, man, look, I'm a big Mavericks fan, and I hate to say this, but I think that the Warriors are going to win it in five games.
Ooh.
I think the Mavericks will win game one, and I think the Warriors are going to take that opportunity to readjust how they play on both sides of the ball and come back and win the next four.
Ooh, four straight. Bold predictions. There's Big E. Let's finish it up with Jake and Heath. Jake, give us the final Tolo prediction.
Oh, Mavs in six. For sure.
Why?
100%. Mavs in six because we got the best defense in the NBA right now.
All right,
we just locked up Devin Booker, and, I mean, we shut out the best team in the league, period.
Thank you for the call, boss. Cannot wait. As Barkley was the only one on TNT picking the Mavericks, everyone seems to believe, though, that Luka is the best player left in the postseason, except for one idiot that will play at 8:40 this morning, and then crosstalk. Crosstalk at 9 a.m. with San Francisco. Man, a big event. We've been deprived.
It's a big event.
We've been deprived around here of these monster events. All right. The Rangers have already won their series against the Angels. They explode last night. So did Miami against the Massholes. And we got a food choice that you have to make. You can go top three or your top one when it comes to the soups that took over the internet yesterday. That'll be next here on Sean and RJ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. An important game tonight on the West Coast. A really cool game tonight in Arlington. So if you're going to go out to the ballpark, check out my Stadium Anthems. It's a music channel on the Odyssey app. It's called Stadium Anthems, streaming 24/7, once again, on the Odyssey app. Segment this morning brought to you by Sewell, as well as Frankel & Frankel, 214-333-3333 or truckwreck.com in case you've been involved in an accident and it's not your fault. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Swinging a line drive base hit into left field for Eli White. Lowe is in the score. The ball gets by Marsh. It goes all the way to the wall. Two runs have scored. White's digging for home. Here's the relay throw. Eli dives across the plate. The Rangers get three more.
And the Rangers have won three straight. Hixey with the call. This is your home for Rangers baseball. They've already taken the three-game series against the Angels, winning the first two. They explode. Finally get a come-from-behind win. Seven runs in the eighth inning. They overcome Mike Trout's 42nd career home run against the Rangers. One short of Reggie Jackson. And your favorite team wins 10-5 right here on The Fan tonight. Shohei. In the series ending game, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch, and Shohei has been money since he got blown up here in his last start.
Yeah, did he ever get blown? He gave up six runs in that lane. It was a terrible start.
Yeah. So the Rangers get the win. Very, very nice. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com, text line. And then you had the NBA draft lottery take place yesterday. They changed it up so that the three worst teams all had an equal chance. All had an equal chance of getting the number one pick. It goes to the Orlando Magic. Orlando gets the number one selection, followed by the Rockets and the Pistons picking at 2 and 3.
All right. I mean, there is no clear-cut number one. There's about three guys that they all think can go number one. So any of those three teams are going to get a guy that theoretically could have been the number one pick. There's no clear-cut guy.
Well, it feels like, is it not clear-cut?
No. I mean, like, so
the
yesterday.
The kid out of Gonzaga?
Well, Chet Holmgren. So yesterday on NBA TV, they were during our show, they were showing up that according to reports, the three most likely to go number one are Jabari Smith, Jaden Ivey, and, I'm drawing a blank. Not Chet Holmgren, though. It's not Chet Holmgren. Those are the three most likely.
Kid out of Duke.
Paolo Banchero, yeah. Those are the three most likely. If that's the case, then Chet Holmgren's going to fall to four? Surely not.
What about the weight concerns? As of course, those whispers are out there. And again, the exact order, Orlando 1, Oklahoma City 2. I don't want Houston to get more excited than they need to. They didn't get the second pick. They got the third pick. Sacramento 4, Pistons 5, Rick Carlisle and his Pacers at 6, and then OKC will be back on the board at number 12. But of course, and this is something we talked about with Bassick in Crosstalk, wondering about the weight issues.
Yeah, and that is part of the, there's reports that there are teams that are scared of Chet Holmgren because of his strength, his weight.
7 foot, 190, 195.
Yeah, and a related story, I'm 225. Like, I'm a foot shorter than this guy. A foot plus shorter than this dude. He is very, very skinny. And I do think that is obviously cause for concern. However, one name for you. Kevin Durant. Or as 2 Chainz calls him, Kevin Durant. KD could not bench press 185 pounds coming out of college.
Yeah.
There are 6th graders that can do that. You tell me you're not going to pick KD? Like, it's makes no sense, right?
Well, strength should make sense, but you got
you're
guys
drafted
like,
for the future, right? You're not drafted for today.
Yeah, but Steph Curry, like, he never developed. He still looks like a string bean, but it seems like body types in the NBA are going away, like the importance of it. You know, like 6'6", 220, like Michael Jordan, or built like Kobe Bryant or LeBron James. Kevin Durant kind of, changed some of that thinking. Giannis, I wonder what Giannis's strength numbers were coming out as. He was very, very skinny.
And now he's a monster. He's a monster of a human being.
Yeah.
So it's, it is, yes. Is it a cause for concern?
He gained like 50 pounds of muscle, though. Yeah.
Is it a cause for concern? Sure. Is it a reason not to draft somebody? I don't know. I mean, if you're a team that's ready to win now and you need that win now piece, then I wouldn't draft them.
Yeah.
But if you're a team like Oklahoma City, who's long haul, Sacramento, long haul, Orlando, you know what I mean?
If you're going to count on this kid to sit there and post up nonstop, then fine. It's a concern. But this kid shoots,
He's everywhere.
This is new school.
Yeah. Like, Bassick says he's like KP with handles.
That's a pretty frightening thought with tools.
You know,
like Kristaps Porzingis, you write down the traits on paper, that's pretty damn attractive.
Those are pretty good traits.
Yeah.
That doesn't always work out that way.
And this kid supposedly plays with a little nastiness and a little bit of edge.
He will elbow you. He will. Now, I don't know. At this level, is he going to elbow somebody who's 100 pounds heavier than he is? He's going to slap him into Tuesday? I don't know.
Yeah. So right now, let's see. ESPN's mock has Holmgren going 1, Smith going 2, I think they changed this up, though. They got Smith going one to Orlando. Not that the Magic got the number one pick. They changed it up last night, and they have Smith going number one and not Holmgren.
Okay, so Jabari Smith going number one. He's a 6'10", power forward.
Smooth shooter.
Uh-huh. So, but then again, this is we are in an era of positionless players. We talked about Grant Williams yesterday. Grant Williams is like a 6'7 guy. He was a center in college at 6'7". There's no position for that in the NBA.
Yep.
But in today's world, if you can shoot, now he's just a 6'7 stretch four. All right. Now you've got something there. You can play four at 6'7".
Yeah. 877-881-1053. If y'all have an absolute favorite or a no doubt prediction that's going to hit when it comes to this NBA draft class, hit us up. Wasn't this the draft class that a lot of people were waiting for and trying to load up?
It was, because this was thought to be the one that was high school and pro. And I guess it hasn't worked out that way. I mean, maybe it's next year's draft class. So we'll see.
Okay. Yesterday, the internet got taken over by a food debate. A soup debate, really, as it was put out there. Pick one. I think we go 1, 2, 3 in order.
I agree.
And we all feel good and solid about soups. I think I only saw one or two Tolos saying, screw soup. I mean, who doesn't love a great type of soup?
I love soup.
I wish I ate more of it. Mm-hmm. If they're not sodium bombs. Troy?
Yeah, I mean, I can do a soup. I'm more of a stew guy.
Okay.
Yeah, stew and chili. You know, Travis Tritt talked about having a good, you know, stew. So
apparently, I think today is George Strait's birthday.
Why am I here? Why didn't I take off?
You take off.
Nah. Some Codigo.
Some what?
That's his.
Oh, that's his whiskey or whatever, right? Is that no, his bourbon?
Whatever.
Whatever. It's drink. So,
it says what?
You need to go reboot yourself.
I know. Try to say it.
Tequila.
I can't say tequila. Here are the options. Pick one. Tomato soup. Chicken noodle. Clam chowder. Minestrone. Wonton soup. Matzo ball soup. Broccoli cheddar. French onion. Tortilla. Lobster bisque. Pho. U-R-J. Mm. And lentil. These were the options. No menudo for some of the Tolos who were hitting me up asking why menudo wasn't on there. Tomato, chicken noodle, clam chowder, minestrone, wonton, matzo ball, broccoli cheddar, French onion, tortilla, lobster bisque, pho, and lentil, as this took over yesterday.
Man.
Did you see how much reaction this got?
I did. This got a ton of reaction. I had to partake in this one as well with you.
Yeah.
You know, I love a good soup. I do love a good soup, especially on a, you know, do we consider chili a soup? It's in a soup bowl.
It's on these options. You got to go off the list.
Yeah.
All right. So give your one and your 1, 2, 3.
My one was easy, but I shouldn't say it was easy. At its peak, it's easy, but you can't get this anywhere. And it's lobster bisque. You can't walk into any restaurant and get lobster bisque.
I agree.
It's got to be the right kind of restaurant.
That was my number one as well.
I think if done right, it's fantastic.
Yes.
It's unbeatable. We went to this restaurant, this pizza spot, right? So DeLuca. And they give you lobster bisque to dip your pizza crust in.
And it's a good bisque?
I mean, it's a fine bisque. Yeah. It's not a... It's probably not what you would get at, you know, your... It's probably not what you're going to get in Rhode Island.
Right,
you know,
right,
but it's
right,
a
fit. Right.
It's a good bisque.
Okay. Number two. Bisque was my one as well.
New England clam chowder.
Also has to be done right.
Has to be done right.
Too many potatoes in that for me.
There are some potatoes in
too
there.
Too many potatoes. Troy's making an icky face.
All right. All right. And then number
you don't like clam chowder?
I'm just saying y'all's first two are like seafood soups. Well, really?
Yeah, seafood is the food of the rich.
Yes.
Is it?
Well, it's more expensive at stores. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, lobster's most expensive.
I got some Long John Silvers. Did you get a raise?
Yeah. You barely get any lobster in the lobster bisque.
And then number...
But my number two was French onion.
Ew. Nobody has ever said, give me the French onion.
Yeah, French
onion. What is that giant piece of cheese on top?
Yeah, it's called heaven. It's called heaven.
You know what I call that?
French onion.
I call that constipation
on
top.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a giant floating constipation
right
on top.
French onion. People are loving it. You love a good French onion.
All right, and I've got Minestrone.
You talk about my taste.
Jeez.
Minestrone. That's awful.
Why?
It's like, ugh.
What?
That's horrible.
It's gross.
That's one of the worst ones.
It's all vegetables. That might fantastic.
One of the worst three on here.
Oh, no. It's fantastic. It's all veggies. It's got the tomato base on it. It's tremendous.
No. My third was tomato.
Tomato's terrible. Tomato soup. Nobody eats tomato soup.
Yeah.
Who does?
With grilled cheese.
You just
picked a tomato-based one.
Yeah, but I had stuff in it. You know who eats tomato soup? People who drink V8.
No.
Yes.
Not even close.
If you drink V8, you like tomato soup.
V8's disgusting. Tomato soup is my three. I could have gone with pho. Pho. Pho, pho. Whatever it is.
Well, pho at 2 a.m.?
I'm going through my list, and I realize there's some really important ones here, you know, to Americana and everyone else. You got chicken noodle. That's really good. You know, a lot of people.
No one eats chicken noodle unless you're sick.
Yeah, so certain people love matzo balls, right? Right, Smokey?
Happy Chinooka.
Thank you. But
no on matzo ball.
But for me, I would say number three, tomato, if you add basil to it.
Okay.
Okay, so that's number three for me. Number two, broccoli cheddar with tons of pepper.
Yes.
Lots of pepper.
Yes. If it's not like a gravy, you know, it comes thick.
And number one for me, it's the tortilla. Tortilla soup.
You know, tortilla soups are tough. Like, if you get a great tortilla soup, it's good. Otherwise, it's watery.
It has to have three great things. Large chunks of chicken, crispy, crispy, crispy chips on top, and a
avocado.
Nice cold sliver of avocado.
Yes.
That's it.
All right. What's coming in from the Tolos with the soup debate?
Let's see.
Lentil. Who picked lentil?
Can't believe you guys picked clam chowder.
Ugh. Clam chowder. It's what's really missing on here is cream of crab. That'd be the one seed.
Cream of crab? What is that?
Oh!
Baked potato soup.
Ugh. I guess that's like broccoli cheddar, but potato.
Chicken tortilla.
Chicken tortilla.
There you go.
V8 is exactly the same thing as tomato soup. Only difference is one is warm. enchilada soup, broccoli cheddar, chicken, broccoli cheddar chicken, and rice and chicken tortilla. Let's see. How did this thing not show ramen any love? You two clowns have awful taste. Where's the Italian wedding soup? Ugh. Tomato soup is for old people. Beer cheese soup.
Mm.
This is the most Yankee segment ever.
soup. I agree.
French
what
onion
that, wait,
for the
what
win?
Does that mean? What
think,
does that mean?
I guess
you guys
it's a
picking
soup
seafood
thing.
Soups. I mean, you don't eat a seafood soup in Texas.
Oh my God.
Oh,
you freaking
yes, you
idiots.
French onion done right in a French restaurant is very good.
Yes.
Gumbo. Is that not a soup?
Mm.
Just because it comes in a bowl, does it make it a soup?
Okay. There you go. So there are some of the takes. On the soup, 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com. Text line to hit us up here on the show. Someone said, we saw the best player left in the playoffs win last night. The audio from this moron, and if you think the Mavs are winning it all, like a ton of Tolos are, how you can make money off Luka winning finals MVP. We'll bring it to you, then crosstalk with San Francisco at 9, all next.
But let's get you up to Gaylord, Michigan, and the best golf trip you are ever going to go on. Every single year for the last 8 years, this will be my ninth year, I am going to head to Gaylord, Michigan for the best summer golf trip of the year. It's 72 degrees is the average temp in northern Michigan in July and August. You know what the average July temp is here. It's like 100 degrees. It's like jumping into a pool, but you're outside playing golf. I didn't sweat the last time I went for 5 straight days. And I was playing 36, sometimes 54 holes in a day. It's that awesome. You're nestled amongst Michigan's northern forest. It's a 3-hour flight. Dallas-Fort Worth to Traverse City, take the hour drive over. And then, bam, 17 championship golf courses. Golf Digest calls it the ultimate buddy's trip. And it really is. It's fantastic. It's great to bring the family up there, the kiddos, the wifey, or just your buddies, and go to Gaylord, Michigan. GaylordGolfMecca.com. That's the website. Stay and play packages available online. GaylordGolfMecca.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here comes Gabe. Screen by Bam. Three ball. Left wing. Off. Jimmy gets it up and in. The Heat take the lead. Right to the hands of Jimmy. Will it be a pick six? He pump fakes twice, three times. Puts it up over top of both Tatum and Brown for two. Elevates, fires a three at the end of the shot clock. And knocked it down. Right in Tatum's face.
That was the call on Heat Radio. Game one goes to Miami. They explode in the third quarter. Jimmy Butler goes off. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fam. Now, we both picked Boston in that series. Marcus Smart and Al Horford out for game one. That thing is definitely going six or seven. That's going to be a battle, I think, all the way through. Boston just has this toughness. I think J.J. Redick had him a couple days ago. Excuse me. J.J. Redick had them, the Celtics, as his favorite to win the NBA championship. And I tried to stay away from this. I wrote like three tweets in my draft. I wrote three drafts and then erased all of them because I didn't want to give it any attention. And then you sent it to Troy. I said, fine, we'll have to play it. You know who on who's a better player. We're all having Steph Luka discussions. And of course, this human feces, this toxic presence.
Human whatever.
Skip Bayless on Jimmy Butler or Luka.
Luka has got next, and it's here. It's now, right?
Yes.
So are you predicting he's going to win his first championship this year?
Let me ask you, Skip. Hold on. Why do you do this? Just because it's year four for the guy.
Well, you already picked him to beat Golden State,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Let's just focus on this. You want to make it seem like the guy is just a guy. He's not.
He's a superstar.
He is a superstar.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Thank you. Any day or any afternoon or any night, I will take right here, right now, Jimmy Butler over Luka Doncic, and I will win the basketball game because right now he is a better all-around basketball player, a better winning basketball player than Luka Doncic is.
What has he won?
Jimmy Butler, because the Butler is about to do it. He is about to win this championship this year.
He's about to win the championship this year. So this is Skip's new thing. Again, I'm just going to go on a broadcasting rant for a second. What happened the past 2 days on ESPN, who we've been trashing with justification for a long time. What happened with J.J. Redick and Pat Beverly is the total opposite of what happens with Skip Bayless and what happens most of the time on ESPN. Who's the new kid? Who's the big star? Again, you have to go opposite, and I'm going to go for him. Many people think that Orlovsky does this with the Cowboys, being a Dallas Cowboy hater, and then you have to have Marcus Spears loving them, which we know is natural for Marcus. But this is Bayless's new fake act. He trashes Luka all the time. Someone sent me something a few weeks ago about him just killing Doncic. So that's his new thing. What happened with Pat Beverly and J.J. Redick was, now you can hate Patrick Beverly, and yes, he's very punchable. And today I'm not even going to go and be glued to it. I see he's on for a third straight day. But what happened between those two was like real, genuine disagreeing and pure basketball knowledge. It wasn't scripts. It wasn't fake. J.J. Redick is not going to sit there and, you know, insult. It was so refreshing. And Stephen A. Smith has to alter his game too, right? Because it turns into these stupid topics and having to trash someone. And J.J. is just not going to do it. He's above it. But it was just a refreshing difference of what's real and genuine with J.J. Redick, Pat Beverly for 2 days. Because his hate of Chris Paul is genuine. That's not fake.
Right.
He's not generating. He's got a grudge. Now, that makes it, you know, that would be a little unprofessional if he was a professional analyst to allow the personal feelings to take over and control his opinion. But it was real. And then you got this ass on the other side. His, jeez.
I don't even know where this is coming from. Like, where the hell? You had to do Steph to Luka. I didn't even know where this came from.
Here's how bad the bosses are over at FS1, who should be ashamed of themselves for employing this weasel. I don't think anyone is allowed at that network to tweet at Skip. I don't think anyone is allowed. I know that, like, so I know Nick Wright from Kansas City. Nick Wright is the biggest Maverick Luka national supporter there is out there right now. Of the guys that are on all these shows. And I don't think Nick is allowed. I don't know this. I don't think he's allowed to say anything towards Skip. I don't think anyone is allowed to answer Skip Bayless over there at that network. That's how protected he is for some reason, making $6, $7 million a year. But that's his new thing, to go ahead and he's going to take the anti-Luka stance just like he did anti-LeBron. It's sickening. Now, look, you want to make an argument, better all-around player? You have to measure how much better Luka's offense is to Jimmy and then weigh that against Jimmy's defense versus Luka not playing defense. But there's no one in the world who would start their team with Jimmy Butler over Luka Doncic. I can't remember the name of the female that was on the ESPN coverage with Beverly and JJ. I think she took Jimmy Butler as the one left amongst the four. But I think it's a pretty stupid opinion. I know there's not supposed to be any such thing, but come on, man. What are you talking about?
I disagree with his opinion. If you want to say that for one game, you have one game to win, who do you want? I mean, you could say, all right, I want Jimmy Butler in a game seven. He's got that dog to him.
Sure.
I could say, all right, fine. You know, reasonable. It's like you're picking between Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Patrick Mahomes, right? You're picking a couple of just greats.
Except Jimmy Butler's not a superstar. Like, let me get that straight for everybody. Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum is a superstar. Now there's two ways to judge it. Recognition, right? Name familiarity and carrying. I would take Jason Tatum over Jimmy Butler. But Steph is a superstar and Luka is a superstar. But when it comes to like star power, I know Jimmy Butler can do what he did last night, at times, I know I'm getting it from Luka. I know I'm getting 28, 8, and 8 locked in. Like, Jimmy Butler doesn't even shoot threes. Like, they were going over the shooting percentages yesterday. I think Giannis had better mid-range numbers than Jimmy Butler throughout the season. Go ahead and weigh defense how you want. But this isn't, that's the thing. It's not even a real thought in this fool's mind, Choppy. It's just to be opposite and create fake television. That's the unfortunate thing about it.
He is creating some television and he is being opposite.
I'm sorry, Bassett let me know what it was. He's a fake Spurs fan, so he has to hate the Mavericks. That there we go.
Now, that's right. He is.
Now it makes sense.
He is. You know, just doing a quick little.
And Bassett said Mavs call up the Heat after the year and offer Luka for Jimmy. What happens?
Mavs call up the Heat.
Yep, and say, we'll trade you Luka for Jimmy. What does Miami say?
Oh, well, they say yes for a lot of reasons.
Well, there you go.
Not the least of which is one's 32 and one's 23. So you make that trade any day of the week anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll give Jimmy this. Like, he's averaging 30 points a game in the playoffs.
Yes.
Luka is averaging.
And he carried them to the finals in the bubble.
Yeah. Luka's averaging 31. And a half. Luka's averaging 7 assists. Jimmy's averaging 5.5. Jimmy's averaging 8 rebounds a night in the playoffs, and Luka's got 10. I mean, their numbers are fairly comparable in the postseason.
Yeah, Luka's got him beat by 2 boards and 2 assists.
Yeah. And then 2 points. And then 2 points a game. So, I mean, those are fairly comparable numbers. Yeah. I think Luka's better. But if you want to say that Jimmy Butler is in game 7, if you want him in game 7, I'm not going to fight you on it. I would take it the other way.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fight you on it.
All right.
You say he's better overall? Oh, no.
877-881-1053, truckwreck.com, text line. Finals MVP. Who's the favorite?
NBA Finals MVP?
Yes.
The favorite is going to be... It's got to be... Is it Luka?
No.
Is it Tatum?
No.
Can't be Steph.
Why would it be Luka when Vegas is favoring the Warriors?
Well, because he's the most likely to win it if he gets there.
Yeah, but they got to pick first who's going to get there.
Correct, but I think there's so many guys on Golden State who might cancel each other out.
Okay.
See how I'm looking at it like that from that?
Steph, the favorite at 19-10. Tatum is second at 2-1. This was before last night. Tatum is second. Jimmy is 11-2. Now, this is because Vegas has the Mavs with the worst chances of the Final Four to make the finals. If you think the Dallas Mavericks are winning this series, as every caller did at the top of the hour, I assume that means you think they'll win the title. 6-1. 6-1 on Luka winning Finals MVP. Should it be even better numbers than that?
Like, should it be closer?
Like 10-1?
Oh.
12-1?
No, because, I mean, you gotta prepare for him. He's the most likely to win it if their team gets there.
Then in order, it's Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Remember how we were ranking the rosters? They just did it for us. So of the top players in the series, they have Steph. They're ranking them. Steph, Luka, Poole, Klay are tied, then Draymond. So that's 4 of the top 5 players in the series, according to Vegas, with Finals MVP. Let's crosstalk. You got all the Cowboys excuses ready to go?
When have I ever not had excuses ready to go?
Crosstalk with San Francisco to preview this series that starts tonight next.
Well, let's get you over to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. My good friend Justin Rogers, the general manager over there, is going to hook you up as a Tolo because he is a fellow Tolo. He's going to hook it up right now. 2 years, free maintenance, any new or used vehicle that you get with Parkway Buick GMC. It is a Gilchrist Automotive Group store. Stephen Gilchrist is the owner. You heard Troy rave about Gilchrist and all the great customer service and the deals that you get there. And Stephen Gilchrist is a Tolo as well. Right now, you can reserve your brand new 2022 GMC Sierra or the Yukon at ParkwayBuickGMC.com. ParkwayBuickGMC.com. Drive the difference to Parkway Buick GMC and see for yourself how much better the customer service is. They're getting brand new deliveries on the lot every single day. GMC Sierra. Trucks, GMC Yukon SUVs, are getting them every day. Every day, they got a large inventory of used vehicles as well. Plus, trade up and fuel up. $150 fuel card when you make any new or used vehicle purchase at Parkway Buick GMC. Drive a little further to save a lot more. Parkway Buick GMC, we are professional grade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.